Southern Humboldt's economy is struggling, but its tourism marketing is strong, with event sponsorship, social media promotion, and partnerships. SoHum's visitor-promoting agencies updated the county's Board of Supervisors last week, part of a series of annual reports on use of tourism-related funding from Measure J, the county's hotel bed tax. The Humboldt Creative Alliance has supported a variety of Southern Humboldt events, including the Redwood Playhouse Phoenix Rising Festival, KMUD Southern Humboldt Pride Event, and Open Horizons Garberville Haunted Hoop. Southern Humboldt Business and Visitors Bureau Operations Director Laura Lassiter said the Bureau promotes tourism through robust social media presence, but it also does the job through events and office visits.
The SHBVB participated in the Barrier Travel Show, Humboldt's Gateway to the Redwood Skating Rink, sponsored by the Humboldt Lodging Alliance. The rink welcomed nearly 3,000 visitors, out of town and local, multiple zip codes, nearly 187,000 organic views during the December time period. Also, the SoHum Classic Car Show, Humboldt's Hometown for the Holidays, visitor engagement. SHBVB maintains a central office in downtown Garberville, which also features a certified rack. While the office occasionally welcomes walk-in visitors, the SHBVB's broader role extends far beyond the physical location. We are not limited to in-office inquiries. Each year, represent in contacting events, trade shows, conferences, regional activities. These high-touch interactions increase destination visibility.
The Southern Humboldt Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center has also sponsored local events, including Southern Humboldt Community Park's Picnic in the Park, KMUD's Pride Event, and the Mateel Community Center's Reggae on the River Festival. Chamber Executive Director Yvonne Hendricks talked about event sponsorships and how the Chamber promotes tourism.
This year, the Southern Humboldt Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center is dedicated to supporting our community and is proud to sponsor some of its most cherished events. We understand the vital role that these organizations' events play in promoting economic growth and prosperity within our community. Through our sponsorship, we help fund programs that have a direct and positive impact on our community's health and well-being. And so that shows the events that we sponsored in 2024 and the events that we're sponsoring in 2025. And we co-produced the Czech Puppet Theater earlier this year with the Mateel Community Center. It was a family-friendly event, and approximately 250 people attended that. We also do advertising and marketing and media campaigns. So the Southern Humboldt Chamber of Commerce develops its annual advertising schedule around seasonal visitor trends. Each ad placement is tailored to fit the specific medium, platform, target demographics, and editorial calendar to maximize impact and engagement.
The Chamber also partnered with the Eureka Chamber of Commerce and the North Coast Small Business Development Center on digital marketing workshops. Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said the county gets a bang for its Measure J buck with the funding.
You know, I just really see how far you're able to stretch the dollars. I know we all would love for it to be greater, but it's really impressive to see. I don't think we always have the ability to stretch it quite that far. I love to think we're agile, but you know, you are our agile partners in the community who help stretch those pennies to every last corner of the county, and it's really impressive, so thank you.
Later in the meeting, supervisors approved Measure J spending for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. That includes sustaining the $71,000 contribution to the Bureau and $131,000 to the Chamber. The board chose not to renew its tourism marketing contract with the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau and allocated the $145,000 saved to the county's Economic Development Division and the Project Trellis Cannabis Business Assistance Program. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.